Insight on Business, the NewsHour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company. Learn how to grow your small business or nonprofit by outsourcing your HR and payroll functions. OasisAHR.com.
Mondays mean it's Laura Kennard Day. Laura is DMBizMixer.com. We'll have links to that, of course, up on our radio blog. She's also an instructor at Drake University as well as DMAC, and we are going to be talking about business events going on in the greater Des Moines metro this week and perhaps even beyond. Happy Monday to you. I trust Valentine's Day was just absolutely spectacular.
Yeah. We were painting. Painting and painting. And it wasn't even red paint.
Color paint was it?
Mostly white paint and
white
black paint.
Paint
and some tan paint.
I see.
All right. So my clothing is
white and tan.
Tan and black now. Yes.
Laura, by the way, is also the proprietor of the runway at Southridge, and she's got a special event coming up on Wednesday there, and so we'll probably be talking about that today as well.
Yeah, thank you for mentioning that. I'll talk a little bit more about Wednesday. I will mention that we are simultaneously launching our virtual world and our physical world. We just about have our website ready for Wednesday.
Wow.
You can take a sneak peek. It's not quite all there yet, but it's runwayspaces.com.
Runwayspaces.com. We will have links to that as well up on the radio blog.
And so the runway is operated by Curated Growth,
right.
A lot of levels here, kids. And so that's a company that I'm involved with a couple of partners, and we actually have some founding members that have been working very, very hard. I would want to say shout out to Res Blue Virtual Reality Arena
Were they painting?
Oh yes,
good.
And putting together shelves and everything. So we have Get It Right Fitness, CJ, who has the kids. Closet, and we have had Chris, who has African Events, All Africa Events. I'm telling you, a lot of people that have rallied together and come out, even people that just, you know, have just come out,
helped.
I mean, it's amazing.
It's called The Runway at Southridge, runwayspaces.com. A link will be up on our radio blog. All right, let's talk about what's going on.
So before Wednesday, there's this day called Tuesday.
Usually
even though our sites are on Wednesday, we're going to talk about Tuesday first. And so Cocktails for a Cause is an open house that is from 4 to 7 p.m. at your private bar in West Des Moines. And
what?
Yeah. So
I had known nothing about
this. Yeah, it's a really interesting concept. So dear lady who runs your private bartender service, who does a lot of things at Living History Farms.
Yes.
And so she pops up bars with her liquor license and serves fun cocktails and things at all sorts of events.
I've heard of this.
Especially when you have a space that's not necessarily a bar, but you want to have that opportunity. Well, she does such a great job of it that a little while back, the Event Center West that used to have the kind of like funny bone type or comedy thing that kind of became vacant, and she was asked by the owner if she wouldn't be interested in running a bar. And she's like, no, I'm not interested in running a bar.
Isn't that interesting? You know, I know that owner, and I know that space very well because a fellow by the name of Jonathan Narcisse.
He was going to open up
a jazz club there.
Yeah, plus his heart.
That
I know that's
work.
What he wanted to do.
Yeah.
Rest his soul.
What an interesting guy.
Yeah. So they asked her if she wanted to run a bar, and she said no. But what she did say is, what I would run is a private bar where you just rent the bar for you and your event.
Oh, your event.
And otherwise, it's not open unless
there's an event there.
Right. So it is a beautiful private. She decked it out really nice. It's gorgeous. She can also reconfigure it for even like meetings and different things during the day. And she does all sorts of things there. And it's really versatile and cute and just really high end. It's great for even like bridal reception, you know, things like that. But what she's having tomorrow is Cocktails for a Cause. So this is kind of the reason why I bring this up. This is such a great space for someone that's wanting to do a smaller scale event. I think they can hold about 100 people or 90 people, something like that. But in just a really nice setup. And so it would be a great opportunity to come out and have Cocktails for a Cause. And
what's
really
the cause? Do we know?
No, it doesn't. Let me see if it gives a little bit more details about what the cause is.
I bet you
about.
The cause is a nonprofit gift to Insight on Business.
Oh, that's
the
what it
hour.
Is. No. you can get tickets if you search on Eventbrite for Cocktails with a Cause. But here's what it says. They're introducing a new program, Nonprofit Organizations in Mind. We invite you to come see all that we have to offer for your donor engagement, volunteer recruitment. So this is actually what they're doing. They've got their signature cocktails and their mocktails, which are fake cocktails, on display. And they're going to have their selfie stand.
So this is kind of an introduction to the
introduction
nonprofit
for you to know
world.
That you could have your event there.
All right.
That's what it is. Now we understand. So it's cocktails and a cause for your cause.
Your cause.
And you can come
whatever
out
that
and
cause
see what
is.
They're set up. So I think they're having a party for nonprofits to come and see the space. So anyway, that's very cool. That is tomorrow night.
I wish I was
and
a nonprofit.
And you can do that from 4 to 7 p.m., an open house, if you will. So, and then also from 5 to 6 p.m., at the Urbandale Public Library, they're going to have a free workshop, How to Be an Effective Advocate, which isn't exactly business-related, but I always think that that's really interesting, especially lately, as I'm seeing a lot of people trying to advocate for things in the city, for different causes, that it's kind of nice to know a good way to be more effective in your, you know, advocating for different things that are near and dear to you. And through your business. You know, to advocate for things. So also then on Wednesday in the morning, 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m., if you dare to not come out to the runway, you can
bring
catch
a paintbrush.
Yeah, you can come to NABO's Iowa Coffee and Conversation and Advocacy, which will be at West End Architectural Salvage. And then as I mentioned, you could like go there early and scoot on over to the runway, because from 8 to 9:30, 1 Million Cups is doing On the Road, and they will be going to the Runway Innovation and Event Studio
at Southridge.
So pay careful attention to these instructions. You want to park on the side where there is all the retail. And enter between Marshalls and the Shoe Carnival.
So
people have trouble finding that entrance.
We're talking about is there's Hy-Vee is over there, right?
Yeah, Hy-Vee, Target, Marshalls.
So that's where you want to park, and then you enter the doors to Southridge.
Yeah. So there's an entrance, and it actually says shops, but it gets a little bit obscured between those two big retail things, and so you. Dispelling all rumors, you actually can't come into Southridge Center.
I trust you'll have some signage out there.
Yes, we will. We're going to have like a little pop-up sign for 1 Million Cups to
take
a look for. Anyway, so we got that. And then that's in the morning. And then actually our regular Wednesday once a month for the Entrepreneur Roundtable is actually from 5:30 to 8:30 that night. So
at your place. Again.
Also the same place. Yeah.
Runway.
So, of course, that program is about a monthly get together and a roundtable discussion forum to help you stay accountable to your business startup and growth goals. So, then Thursday, 20 Ways to Boost Your Marketing in 2020 is a business roundtable. West Des Moines Chamber of Commerce is putting this on. It's going to be 7:45 a.m. to 9 a.m., so you can catch this before work or go a little bit late to work. And 20 Ways to Boost Your Marketing in 2020. And I imagine social media and all sorts of things will be part of that, but 20 things begs to say that there's probably a return to just some tried and true type.
Yeah, I would imagine. So I just saw a piece that was done at some chamber someplace. It was 40 ways to boost your marketing in 2020.
Wow.
Yeah, so they had 20 extra.
20 more things.
Yeah, so this is the West Des Moines Chamber. Yep. If you are a member of the chamber, you should go to that, because then you'll learn all kinds of secrets about how to get people to notice your stuff. It doesn't matter whether or not you are selling a product or a service. Go and learn, and yes, Excellent.
And just to let you know, if you are a member of any chamber, you can go to this. This is a chamber member event, but you don't have to be a West Des Moines chamber member. And this is actually being put on by Dave Miglin, who is the VP of Interactive Services at Strategic America.
Dave, he is a good friend of mine, yes.
And Strategic America does fantastic work, and most work that we probably couldn't afford a lot of small businesses.
That's correct.
So it's a nice opportunity to hear from someone that's working with bigger companies all the time.
Dave Miglin, I'll have to shout out. Yeah. So that's on what, Wednesday?
That is Thursday.
Thursday.
Yeah.
Go see Dave. He is a bundle of energy. Good guy.
So yes, we have that going on in West Des Moines Chamber early in the morning, 7:45 to 9 on Thursday. And then at 11:30 to 12:30, this is actually at the Atlantic Coca-Cola Bottling Company location. Where is that?
I know where it used to be.
It is on, it's 3600 Army Post Road. Did you know that they have that over there?
Yeah, well, they used to be out on Hickman near Waukee, and then they moved.
Oh, that's right. That's what I was thinking. Oh, okay. So they are at 3600 Army Post Road. Way to go. South side of Des Moines, Atlantic Coca-Cola Bottling, and they're doing an event called Feed Your Mind, Networking, and Building Relationships.
Wow.
So not only meet people, but you know what happens is people go to these networking events, and then they don't really effectively, it's just like trade shows. I went here, I got these cards,
and then I
didn't do anything.
Yeah, I know.
So hopefully you will take that leap between networking and actually building some relationships out of the networking. So that sounds like that would be
so important.
A fantastic opportunity.
And that's also Thursday?
That is also Thursday over the lunch hour.
Okay.
So one of them is in the morning and one of them is Thursday over the lunch hour. So so those are some great things. And then we have Thursday in the evening, one of my favorite things, green drinks, 6:30 to 8:30. That's at Peace Tree, which is
downtown. East side.
Yes. And this is, so again, they always offer two speakers. And of course, if you get there early, you get a free drink ticket. Otherwise, drinks are like a dollar for your beer. But the two this time are urban recycling and water legislation. Urban
two
recycling and
very
water.
Important things. You know, urban recycling, this is, wow. I could. My friend Tony Colosimo, who owns Sparta Waste Management, talks about this all the time. How we are doing our recycling all wrong, and it needs to change. And hopefully, that's what they'll talk about.
Well, you know, unfortunately, when you hear things like on the news that all the recycling is just for naught, and it just gets all mixed into everything, you know, the immediate thing that people do. Oh, well, then let's not bother to even do it anymore. And so now we are going the wrong direction because
It takes a little work. You know, Americans don't like to work very hard. And so, you know, especially with things that we have become easy. So what we do is we pile all the stuff in a recycling bin thinking that we're doing the right thing. And the answer is separate bins for separate things.
Okay.
All right, so glass goes here, paper goes here, cans go here, plastic goes here. I know it's, you know, and that's the way recycling started, but then we got a little lazy. So
we do actually have two Friday events, too, which doesn't happen very often.
And I've got a Saturday event, too.
Oh, and you have a Saturday? Oh, I'll let you talk about that one.
No, go ahead.
So Friday, February 21st, this is all darn day. Greater Des Moines Leadership has an event called Disrupt DSM, Designing Your Community Impact. So there's a lot of people that are wanting to create change. I'm noticing a lot of things with advocacy and nonprofits and designing community impact. And I'm just seeing a lot of these things. So that is going on if you are wanting to understand how you can be a better leader and actually impact change. And, you know, hopefully get more people involved in even things like the political process, you know, as business owners, as citizens, to become more involved in making change in your community. So so that is on Friday. That's like an all-day thing, so you might want to check out signing up for that, because I'm sure that 123 people are planning to go. Greater Des Moines Leadership Institute, 700 Locust is who's putting that on. So you can go to GDM.com.
Greater Des Moines Partnership.
LI.com.
It's Greater Des Moines Partnership
location. Oh, is that what that is? Yeah. Greater Des Moines.
700. Okay. 700. Yeah, yeah. 700
Locust. Anyway, okay. Go to the website, and they'll have here. The that. Thank you very much. It didn't like. My brain is not quite firing on all cylinders today. Another thing that is really super cool that is, remember I told you my friend has your private bar? So she has another event in her space. This one is the Urban City Magazine launch and networking event. So for a long time, we've had this sort of online Urban City Magazine that Hal Dixon has been doing. And now he's like officially launching it. I don't know if that means it'll be like a print version too, but they are doing a networking event, and that will be at your private bartender. And this one is a late night, Friday night, 7 p.m. to midnight.
Oh my gosh.
So it sounds a little social too.
Way past clearly, my bedtime.
Because we don't usually, you know, do business at midnight, but you can.
Some people do.
So that's, you know, I started out by saying I didn't think we had that many things going on.
It's a busy week.
Turns out we actually have a lot. And then next week and getting into the 1st of March, I tell you, people know that March is the weather. They're excited for the weather to be turning. And I see that the calendar in March is starting to load up with hopeful people that think that we're going to have no bad weather.
Right. Well, you know, speaking about the weather, it is getting to be bicycle season.
Oh, yeah. So you have an event on Saturday.
Well, actually, my bride has an event on Saturday. It's the Bike World Warehouse Sale.
Oh.
Yeah. And this is a big deal.
Oh,
2 days. And Georgie, I think, is going to be working that thing and with her friends over at Bike World.
So it's a great opportunity.
I mean, yes, spring is on the way.
Like clearance, maybe type stuff.
All kinds of stuff. I think
so. If you're into biking?
Her road bike that she acquired from Bike World is for sale.
Oh.
And this is an electronic shifting bicycle by Trek. It is an amazing bike.
Wow.
And somebody's going to get a great deal on
that. So can you also get, like, cute biking clothes?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, everything. Everything. Cool stuff.
All right.
Also on Saturday... Saturday night, the Zeta Kappa Lambda Educational Foundation is having the Black and Gold Ball, and that happens at the downtown Marriott.
Coming up. So that one is that Saturday also?
Saturday night, right.
6 p.m. to 11 p.m. at the Marriott, the 2020 Black and Gold Ball.
It is an amazing event.
All right.
Yes.
Awesome.
So. Good stuff going on.
Well, there we go. Lots of stuff coming up.
All right. That about concludes another wrap for our good friend Laura Kennard talking about stuff going on in the metro. We'll have links on our radio blog to her space.
And hopefully we might see you Wednesday.
Yeah,
so
there you go.
That would be great.
All right. Go paint. Take a paintbrush. It's got to be a leftover something, you know? All right. For all of us associated with Inside on Business of the NewsHour, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Aaron Libby is in charge of marketing and sales. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Laura Kennard, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful day. Be safe, be well, be careful most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good day.